Yemen's Ansarullah fighters, along with popular committees, are continuing their advance amid ongoing Saudi airstrikes. Ansarullah fighters and their allies have managed to retake the government building in Ma'rib. They're also advancing in Sarwa military base. This as Saudi warplanes continue bombing Yemen for the 18th consecutive day. Ibrahim Mousavi is a political commentator who joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about this. Ibrahim Mousavi, we're looking at 18 days here, and what is interesting is it really doesn't seem like these Saudis and their allies have a clear plan here, because incrementally they're bombing places, even though it's causing casualties. What is it that they're achieving right now?
It has been clearly done by the Saudi authorities, by the Saudi army, and by their supporters that they are only targeting the civilians. They are targeting the infrastructure of a country that is already poor. They are targeting the schools, the hospitals, the different sources for the life in the country. And if you go and make a kind of statistic for how much of infrastructure has been done, it is more than anything else. Even when you talk about the military sites have been abandoned more or less. The people there and the army, the Yemeni army, has taken precautions. They have made the evacuations necessary in order to not to be caught under fire. So it happens that the only thing that we can understand out of the strikes and the bombardment, the continuous bombarding, just like what you said, after 18 days, is that they are targeting the civilian people, and we know now the count of the civilians that has been killed, the martyrs, the children, the women, is on the rise always. The only thing that they were able to achieve is to kill people, civilians, and to destroy infrastructure. I don't know whether this could be called an achievement or a war crime. It is more clearly that it's a kind of a war crime that they should be sued for, they should be punished for by the international community. The weird thing, the strange thing is that the international community has not been at resolve. We didn't hear anything firm from the international community about the continuous strikes against the civilians. This is something that should invite every bewilderment and every confusion for anyone who is following up the situation in Yemen. This is a kind of green light for the Saudis to continue their aggression and to continue their targeting and bombardment of the civilians.
You know, there's been more than once that I've read commentators and certain analysts saying that this particular war by Saudi Arabia is going to actually speed up the process of the demise of the Saudi kingdom, that it's going to work against Saudi Arabia. Do you think that that's going to happen?
We have always believed, we are true believers of Allah, and you always believe that when you talk about despots, when you talk about oppression, oppression is never going to pay anyway. And this is the war of the empire, this is the war of the emperors, this is the war of the despots, this is the war of the tyrants against the poor, this is the war of the wealthy, of the haves against the have-nots. What do they have? The Yemenis, they have their own dignity, they have their own self-pride, they have their own resistance. They have never targeted the Saudis anything. Yemen has always been persecuted, has always been the victim of the Saudi ambitions and the Saudi plots against them. And now they continue to bombard and to kill. Of course, when you talk about oppression, there is going to be an end for every oppression. And I believe what they are doing now is they're writing in their own hands the end of the oppression that has continued long time against the Yemenis.
Ibrahim Mousavi, political commentator. Thank you.